Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, the Beef Quality Assurance Program helps producers do the right thing, but it's also a smart thing for them to do as well.
Absolutely. We have research that was conducted by Colorado State University that showed that the Beef Checkoff Funded BQA, or Beef Quality Assurance Program, results in a significant premium for calves and feeder cattle sold through video auction markets. And the results show that a premium of $16.80 a head for cattle that had BQA listed in the lot description.
BQA helps producers do the right thing and offers a financial incentive as well.
Absolutely. So today, approximately 85% of U.S. beef comes from BQA certified producers. That's really at the feeder level. But beef farmers and ranchers have historically participated in the BQA program simply because it's the right thing to do. And in this industry, we do the right thing. The BQA program as a whole offers producers the opportunity to showcase their dedication to producing high-quality beef and earn premium dollars for it.
Learn more by going to bqa.org.
Well, today's market is extremely volatile, no different than last previous days. Currently, we're being led lower by the stock market, which is down 921 points in the March Dow Jones futures at 26,040. So a lot of weakness here going back toward the lows set a few days ago. Most of the talk still is the spreading of the coronavirus and what impact it'll have. We're starting to see quite a bit of global reaction scenarios here. Most recently, the OPEC said that they're going to propose a 1.5 million barrel per day cut until the end of 2020. That's a pretty substantial cut. Earlier, they were talking about a 500,000 barrel per day cut. So that's another million barrels. But currently, crude oil is down about 90 cents or so. In the front month, April, 94 cents at 45.84. Cattle futures today are under pressure following the stock market, with live cattle anywhere from $30 to $2.30 lower. Feeders anywhere from $1.10 to about $1.65 lower. Box beef at midday was up 43 on choice at 207.25. Select down 70 cents at midday. The cash market looks like it's going to be about $1.13 this week, which is higher than the April futures on the live cattle, which are at 108.90 down 237.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2020 Bull Sale, Saturday, March 7th, 12 noon at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special sale guests include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, selling 85 Spring 2018 and Spring 2019 bulls, semen tested and fully guaranteed. For more information or to download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081, 405-641-6081.
We had quite a move today in the grain futures. Corn was down about 3 cents across the board. One thing to note about the corn and soybean futures is there's not a whole lot of carry in those markets, especially the corn. March corn is at 384 down three. May's actually lower, down 381 down three. December corn's 383 down 2.25. So the difference between old crop corn and new crop corn is really no difference, about the same. So it's interesting to see. Normally you don't get an inverted market like that unless there's a short supply. But that's what we're seeing there. The wheat futures were all over the board here. Generally a little bit weaker, steady to weaker. Chicago wheat was unchanged to a penny lower on May. Kansas City. The March actually had one trade up 18 cents, but that was a kind of a fluke deal. May, Kansas City was down 7.75. July, Kansas City, 7.75 lower at 4.52. And then the cotton futures up 40 to 70 cents. Same with the grain futures. No one knows what the phase one results will be, what the global export markets will be like. And markets with really no reason to go up at this point are really looking for some sort of direction and some sort of finality in terms of what all this new global events are going to lead us to.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.